Log Talk Radio.
I want you to put your hands together for the one and only Bishop Carlton Pearson. Thank you. Thank you, precious people. I mean, you can take a lot of things to get paid for. How many people might have had a little attack of the devil just before you got here or came here? How many of you almost thought you weren't going to make it, but the Lord brought you here? Look at the winners of the devil's won the battle. But you won't win the war. I want you to remember this little song, one of the songs my mom taught me when I was an abortion. You know it, so just catch on with me and sing it. It goes like this. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me.
Thank you. Truly, 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 truly we will understand it better by and by. No matter what we're going through down here, one day, by and by, we will understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. God is going to rescue his children out of all the turmoil and all the pain and suffering that we encounter down here. And we all these only light afflictions because he has endured already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I am so glad to see you here tonight. Praise God. What a blessing. What a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. For all of you that's tuning in to carry out the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that just makes me excited in the Lord. Hallelujah. When I see you come on, praise God. I said, oh, they're coming to hear what the Lord has to say to the church. Praise God. They're coming here to encourage each other in the Lord. Praise God. They are here to lift up the name of Jesus, that Jesus may be glorified. Hallelujah. There's a purpose and a reason for everything under the sun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're here to praise his name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless each one of you all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we are so thankful, God, and so gracious, oh God, for what you have done in our lives today, God. You done kept us all the day long, God, and brought us back here again, oh God, on another Sunday afternoon, God. Oh, Father God, after we have enjoyed all the church services today, God, Father God, oh God, still we ain't got enough of you. We want more, God. Even tonight won't be enough. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want more, God, of you. All that you have to offer, God. All that you have to give, God. We desire, oh God, more of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said if we desire it, he will give it to us liberally. Hallelujah. That's what the Father said. I love to stand up on my Father's word. Because if I stand up on that word, oh, it will strengthen me, it will build me, and it will just motivate me and give me more of him, praise God. And that's what I desire, praise God. Just fill me up till my cup overflow. Hallelujah. Fill me up, Lord, till I overflow. I want to run over. Hallelujah, praise God. I want to run over. And I pray that you want to run over, praise God, run over with his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Let it be more than enough, praise God, hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry tonight, coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one? I have. Hallelujah. I've lost my dear old uncle that I love so dearly. But he's gone on to be with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Love that old uncle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you have lost a loved one. We pray for you. God will comfort you like he's comforting the Thornton family. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may have lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls. Maybe slain by the bullet. I don't know what you're going through, but praise God. Hallelujah. God, Father alone, will understand it by and by. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's favorites are here. We are here to reach out to you in whatever you may be going through, whatever state you're in. God told us to, and we just love to do it. Praise God. We just love to reach out to you and say, can we say a prayer for you? Can we lift up your spirit today through the spirit, hallelujah, with God helping us, praise God. We can't do it without him. We need his help. Praise God, hallelujah. The helper, praise God. He will help us through everything. I don't care if we're going through what we're going through. God is here to help us. And y'all know we've been praying for Mother Bowman, praise God, and I see her on I'm going to ask her how she's doing before we go into prayer tonight. See if she's still here. Yes, she is. Praise God. Mother Bubba,
good evening,
how are you
everybody.
Doing? Yes, how are you doing today?
I am good. Don't have to take chemo no more. I thank God for that.
Praise God.
I graduated from chemo last Wednesday. I don't have to take it no more.
Praise God.
I ain't claiming
God.
Nothing else to make me take it no more.
And you're so right. That's too much of chemo. Your little body, that little thin body went through all that chemo. I say, Lord,
sure
you just have to take her through. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, y'all make sure you keep Mother Bowman in your prayers. Also, Carlton Pearson as he's going through. Praise God. Nothing is too hard for God to do. God is showing
Amen.
Us. There's nothing is too hard for God to work out in our lives. No, not all sickness. God always remind me of this. Not all sickness is unto death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, there was a friend that I have. He was barely making it up, walking and still is. But over the past 15 years, they thought he was going to die right then. So I think he thought he was too. But God has kept this man, and he's still getting around, praise God. He done been through all kind of surgeries and chemo too. But look at God. God is an awesome God, y'all. God is an awesome God. When we depend upon God, hallelujah, praise God. So we're going to go right on into the prayer request, praise God, because God told us to pray ye one for another. And if you have a prayer request, praise God, hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, we ask you to press 1 on your phone right now, and we'll ask Sister Felicia Keys, our mighty prayer warrior, will she come and pray over the prayer request?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so very much, and we want to keep her in our prayers and her brother. Because did your brother ever get a heart?
Not yet. He's still waiting.
Okay, we
yes,
want
ma'am.
You to, before you start to pray, to give us the information on him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay
who else on here need prayer? Do press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you may go forth, Sister Felicia, and give us your
blessings. Mm-hmm. Okay. For my brother, we're waiting on a heart. He needs a heart transplant. However, the Impella, that's a pump they have in his chest, it's working. He has accepted God as his personal Savior, so we're just praying for that heart. For that heart to come in, he's on dialysis right now. He's not a diabetic. However, they're filtering the blood. And he had a fever today. It didn't last long, so they got that under control. So we're just waiting on the heart right now for him.
Amen. Amen. And it shall come. We decree that heart will come in the name of Jesus. All
yes,
right.
We're praying for the perfect heart for his body.
Yes. Mr. Bowman, did you have a prayer request?
Yeah, keep my brother, Pastor Travis, lifted up in prayer. For God is truly using him. And pray that he'll get home with the family soon. Because he thought, you know, he was going to get some bad news. But God gave him good news Thursday night on the line. And we all praise God and glorify God for all he's doing and still doing in everybody's life. And so y'all just pray our strength. And pray for my niece that birthed her baby this weekend, the bereaved families and all the ones that came from my hometown. Pray for traveling grace for them to get back safe. Amen.
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 Minister Gwen Bernardo.
Yes, good evening, Pastor, and to all the women of God, and even gentlemen who were there. I ask continued prayers for the growth of my family and the Lord. also for my cousin, whose oldest son was killed in a drive-by shooting while he was standing on the sidewalk just talking with a friend in Chicago. And also for the families of there was a horrific car accident in Houston before day Saturday morning, and yes. It involved some outstanding young men. One of them was a professional football player. It turns out that a person who was driving intoxicated, he went through a light, and it killed six people. It killed all three of the professional football players, and they were honored at the University of Houston's homecoming, and it lets you know that they were very well favored and honored. But they were great African American men. So we ask prayers for all these families, including the driver who caused the accident, died as well. So yes, six people in a two-car accident. Thank you so much.
Minister Zadie.
Yes, good evening. I would like to ask continued prayer for my granddaughter who had opal on the brain. Amen. She still has severe headaches. And we're praying that this soon dissolve and she'll be whole again.
Amen. Amen. We do stand in prayer for her that those headaches go. Hallelujah. All right. I think that's it, Sister Felicia. That's all I see, and I'm hoping I'm not missing anybody. All right. Go forth.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord. Father God, I ask that you forgive me of anything that I may have done that is unpleasing to you, dear Lord. Father God, we're coming to you on this evening with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. We're saying thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just sparing our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that things are as well as they are for each and every one of us, dear Lord. Father God, we're just coming to you, just asking you to continuously be with us, dear God. Father God, we know that you are our provider. You are our healer. You are all in all. And dear God, we just say thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for forgiving us of our trespasses, dear Lord. Father God, as we forgive those who trespassed against us, dear Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hear our cries to you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, Mother Bozeman is coming to you on this evening, God. She's coming to you lifting up her brother, Pastor Travis, Lord, asking you to just keep using him for your glory, Lord, and send him back to them soon, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for hearing her. She's praying for her niece as well. They had to bury her baby, dear Lord. Praying for that grieving family. Praying that you'll just comfort them, Lord. Those that are traveling, asking you to give them traveling grace and mercy. Protect them as they go back home, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, dear Lord. Father God, we're praying for Carson Pearson, dear Lord, as well, Father God. Father God, Minister Gwen Bernardo is coming to you. She's asking for growth for her family, Lord. Her cousin, dear Lord, her oldest son was killed in a drive-by shooting, dear Lord. We ask that you would just comfort that family. Be with them, Lord. Father God, and the ones that done the shooting, Lord, just have a talk with them, Lord. Lord, just shake them, dear Lord. Let them confess of their sins and seek you, Lord. Ask for your forgiveness, dear God. Father God, we thank you for that. Father God, she's also lifting up the victims that was in the car crash, dear God, that took six lives, dear Lord, including the driver, dear Lord. We're lifting up their families, dear Lord. We ask that you just comfort them, be with them, dear Lord. Father God, we know you make no mistakes, but dear God, we ask that you just be with them, comfort them. Mother Zadie is coming to you, Lord. She's lifting up her granddaughter, dear Lord. Father God, she's asking you to heal her completely, Lord. Dissolve the blood that's on her head, Lord. Just make her whole again, dear God. Father God, others that have held their prayers deep close to them and didn't utter them out, dear Lord. We're praying for them, dear Lord. We're praying for my brother, Lord, that the heart that is perfect for his body will come, Lord. Father God, we thank you for that. We're thanking you for just keeping him strong, Lord, keeping his mind focused on you, Lord, keeping his mind to where he's not getting bitter or anything, dear Lord, because we know all things work together for the good, dear Lord, and we thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for how you're binding my mom and sisters and them closer through this, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for saving souls through this. Father God, those mothers that have sons behind prisons, dear Lord, we're lifting them up to you. Give the mothers the strength, Lord, to do what it is that they have to do. Just stand up, dear Lord, while they're going through this time with their children, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for everyone. We're praying for the nation, dear God. Father God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to reach one. Praying for our children, dear God. Cover with your precious blood. Thanking you for traveling grace and mercy, dear God. We thank you for this woman of God who's over this line, Mother Vivian, Pastor Vivian Collins, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Be with her. Continue to use her, Lord. Meet every need she have up before you, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing on this line, how we could come and get help, Lord. Help, Lord. Strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we could bring our problems and cares to you, Lord, and then you'll work them out, dear Lord. Thank you for the strength that we get one from another. In Jesus' name, I'm lifting up everyone in their prayer requests, Lord, praying for the nation, praying for our leaders, praying for pastors everywhere, all pastors, dear God. Father God, help them, Lord, to reach one, Lord. Help them, Lord. Give them the strength to do what it is that they have to do to bring us the true word of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Sister Zadie?
Amen. Amen.
Sister Zadie, are you there? Yes, ma'am. I hear that the Lord said for you to sing. When we sing, those are weapons of war. And he wants you to sing over your grandbaby right now. So sing a song.
I am grateful for the things you have done.
Come on now.
I am grateful for the victory we won. I can go on and on and on about your words. I'm so glad to know you, Lord. Fall in from my heart.
You better say it.
Are the issues of my heart. Here, pray for me.
Yeah.
I am great for the things you have done. I am grateful for the victory we won.
Come on, Jesus.
I could go on and on and on and on about your word. I'm so glad to pray you, Lord. Falling from my heart are the issues of my heart. Gratefulness.
Come on, y'all. I'm grateful.
Gratefulness. Gratefulness.
Yes.
Gratefulness falling from my heart. All the issues of my heart is gratefulness.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gratefulness.
Amen.
I didn't know what you were going to sing, but God knew. Hallelujah. He got it. He already has it on his tongue. Come on, Minister Keys. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God.
It's okay. Don't let your troubles get in your way. Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every single day. It's all right. It's okay.
Yes.
Don't let your troubles get in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every day. Sometimes it's hard to say you're doing okay when you're trying to hide the pain on your face. Times are getting harder. You've prayed. Just keep hoping, believing, and hold on to your faith. It's all right. It's okay. Don't let your troubles get in your way. Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every day. It's all right, all right. It's okay, okay. It's all right, all right. It's okay, okay. It's all right, all right. It's okay, okay. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning light. Put your hands in God's hand. Hold on to your faith. Put a smile on your face. Dry the tears from your eyes. Put your hands in the Master's hand. Keep your hand in His hand. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's all right. All right, it's okay, okay. It's gonna be all right, it's okay, okay. It's all right, it's okay, okay. It's gonna be okay. Glory be to God.
It's all right. God makes everything all right. Hallelujah. With Him, the devil don't have an inch. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's a perfect God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know, this is Family Sunday. We had a wonderful time around the table yesterday. All the people that came over for the Thanksgiving praise and dinner, I tell you, we had a good time and didn't want to go home. I was burnt out by the time nighttime came. praise God, is still in tow home because somebody hadn't got their key and couldn't get in the house, so we sat up here till late. But praise God, we had a wonderful time yesterday, a Thanksgiving time, a time of Thanksgiving. And I would like to come on next week and give some of you a time to thank God. This is Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. This whole month, praise God. But the whole year, you long as you live, you ought to be thanking God. Praise God. So we're going to come in and give our Thanksgivings next Sunday. Praise God. But I want to talk about the family today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because in the family, praise God, what should a family look like at Thanksgiving? What should a family look like? Have you ever thought about that? As I remember coming up as a child, around the table, there was food set on the table from the gardens, and the children had to go outside and play until they be called to come in and eat, and they tell them go to the faucet and wash your hands and come on in and get to the table. And there was all kind of food on the table. The blessings was prayed over by the older people. There was much respect. Children was yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Children respected the elderly people. Children should be glad to come home and gather because of the love that has been shown from as a child. We have children now, they don't want to come home. They rather stay where they are. A family of a father, a mother, and children. That's what a family looks like. That's the way God has dispersed a family in the land. And children happy, praise God. Look at the picture how God has designed it. The husband playing his role. The wife carrying out her role, and the children having much respect for their parents. Children, obey your parents. Hallelujah. That you may have a long life, live a long life. That's what the Bible says. Children, obey your parents. And that time, we had to obey. Praise God. I have read that there is close to over 1,000, maybe over 1,000 children that live on the street. Each year, the count is over 1,000 children that's living on the street. Praise God. I think that is so why are they living on the street? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know sin has gripped so much that the children are left home and if the father is not there. When we had fathers and mothers and was poor, we didn't realize it. We had our leaders. We were satisfied with what we had. We didn't know anything about poor. But now it's a different kind of poorness. Kids run away because so much chaos in the home. Praise God. Children are troubled so much because there is so much chaos. There is so much chaos going on, praise God, in our families, praise God, in our churches, praise God. Some turn to prostitution. That's the important thing to remember about homeless kids. What are they doing? They don't choose to become homeless. All too often, they are abandoned by parents. And I know you have heard there's so many children given up to child protection. They are abandoned. Family parents that who don't want them. I just don't care. How many people you know that has gotten older and they said they're looking for their parents because their parent gave them up when they were born, and they want to know their real mother, or they want to know their real father. This is not the home of a Thanksgiving home. This is a home that's been ripped by chaos of Satan, praise God. Or they are abused. If they not abandoned, they are abused. Or they are thrown out into the cold streets, praise God, to go fend for themselves, praise God, hallelujah. Can you look back and talk about the things you did with your children coming up as a child? Or do they remember the heartache and the pain that you endured and they had to endure with you? Can you remember? Can you remember? Does this look like a happy home, a Thanksgiving home for what God has done? Can your child say, you took out the time and sit and played with them? Can they say you took them for a walk or through the mall? Or did you go out and eat ice cream together? Or was you able? Was there much laughter? If you didn't have the money to take them to the ice cream parlor, could you find laughter in your home for your children? You know, there were sometimes if I realized that I hadn't found laughter, I would go to their room and I would sit on them. And I would make them laugh. Oh, baby, you know, my sister would say, oh, baby, don't sit on me. I said, well, I haven't heard your voice today. Well, you heavy. I said, okay, I just want to make you say something. You have to talk to me. So we play a little bit, and then I go on. But I had to make them say something, to laugh, and then have things to look back at. It's not what you give a child. It's how much attention that is going on in the home. How much, and right now we look back, and we talk about the things that the children did coming up. Praise God. Was there hunger, tired, or cold, desperate, and scared out of their minds? Things went on in the home or outside. And sometimes they are forced to do things, awful, terrible things to survive. When they are put outside of the home, sometimes they are forced to do things that they don't want to do or they didn't know about until it happened to them. Praise God. What has happened to the Thanksgiving table when we gather with love and eat together? What happened to the love when we see children been put outside of the home? And they don't even, some of them don't know when Thanksgiving is. Children, praise God, that been neglected. That shouldn't have been. This shouldn't be. A child should never be neglected by the parent. Now, can we change things? There's always room for change. Our husbands have to be leaders again. We as wives have to be submissive again. The husband has to have a desire to do God's way. Sometimes they need to be taught. We see so many men just have lost their way. The trials and the cares of this world, praise God, have just separated them from their families. sometimes parents don't want to separate from their children. It's the trials and what they go through. Sometimes a man may lose his job, and he feels that he can't take care of his children anymore or his family. And sometimes the wives will make them feel insecure as a man. When God tells a woman to build a husband up, build that man up that he may be able to stand strong, because he has a lot on his shoulders. God said it back in Genesis. He told that man to go out because Adam and Eve had sinned. He said, now, you got to work by the sweat of your brow. So, the old man in the New Testament said, if you don't know how to treat that wife, your prayers will go unanswered. So we see many things that's going through the man's mind. And sometimes our tongue will say, well, he ought to be stronger than that. Well, he ought to know better than that. But no, he needs to be built up. Be in a Bible teaching church where he can learn how so many of our young people out here now getting married, and some of them is not married young people. They don't know anything about, they haven't had a father. They don't know how to run a home. They don't know how to be a leader. And, you know, I feel like that's what the church is for. The church is to minister to the young men on the street and in the church. Just don't talk to those in the church. We got so many out here that need to be taught. Go and do field service and talk to the young men and help them put something on their mind so that they can desire to live for Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a way that our men needed to be brought back to Christ. Praise God. Again, training their children up in the admonition of God. Praise God. I heard that 55% of teenagers are living in single-parent households, live at the poverty level. We have a number of teen suicides that has doubled their lives. The school dropout rate is higher than 60% in the United States. Number of 15-year-old girls who are sexually active at a double rate, a triple rate, at an early age because they are not guided. 10% of girls and 15 to 19 get pregnant every year or more now when this was written. 60% of all high school seniors say they have drunk alcohol in the past 30 days. And we know, praise God, that the alcohol rate is high in our youth. Praise God. Sometime in college, they are ODing on alcohol, where is our Thanksgiving home again? Where can we find the home that is teaching their children, not as a single parent, as a whole? God desires holiness. Praise God. And we need families again. If we can establish whole families, then they can go and teach others and help them to become whole again. We have so many families hurting in the home, praise God, that needs our love, and not to tear them down, not to talk about them to others, but to love them in whatever state they're in. We need families. Who's going to take other families under their arm and shelter them with love? Praise God. And let them know that they are loved. You know, I pray this Thanksgiving, whenever Thursday, when it comes, more children, there'll be more peace in the home. More children will love to come. And it don't have to be a long Thanksgiving table, as I remember, with everything on it. If there's just love around the table with some laughter, it would mean a whole lot to somebody's household, somebody's children, child. Even if they are teenagers, if they can get that laugh, they'll have something to go on and say, I went home and I found peace in my mom and dad again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Something I never thought I'd find. You know, children are looking. They are looking. I don't care what age they are. I'm not talking about a little baby now. I'm talking about grown-ups. If they can find that peace in mother and father, as God has made it, it would mean so much to them. It's so many children suffering. So many children suffering because their family is not together. Children that have grown up and got to be grown, my age, some of them are still suffering. They didn't have the love. They don't have Jesus. They will go on till they die suffering. We need to pray for all ages, that their past will not haunt them. But I'm telling you, I know somebody, their past is carrying them. It's haunting them. And until they know how to repent, oh, I meet it every day. Until they know how to turn to Jesus, they will carry the pain that they have encountered all their lives. Praise God. And I know you might know someone as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Try to help them to turn to Jesus. They might think they're already in Christ, but no, give them a little nugget every now and then. Nudge them every now and then, just like Jesus would keep on doing us. He keep on nudging us in the right way. Hallelujah. That we will be able to see and declare the goodness of the Lord. I thank you all again for coming on. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the prayer warrior. Praise God. May you please come back next week and let's just thank God together for his goodness, his mercy, and his grace. Minister Janice on Friday night at 8 and Minister Zadie on Saturday night. Praise God. If y'all like to listen. But we're going to be right back here Sunday night, lifting up the name of Jesus, spreading the love as he has told us to. I want to let you know I love you and I appreciate you. Keep Sister Rebecca in your prayers and her family at this time. I pray that those children will come over there. Praise God. We will be the dinner for her now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you all and keep on praising the Lord. And I'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye now.
Amen. Thank you for the word. God bless you. Love everyone.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye. Amen. Bye. Love everybody.
Bye.